Hey, what is up, everyone? This is Tommy. I am the entrepreneur dad, and I got scammed this Christmas season. Now, as you know, we just came out of Q4, and those are the months between October, November, and December, the last part of the year going into Christmas season, where sales just go nuts. And if you sell on Amazon, you know they have an extended return period during the Christmas season, and I think that's a good idea. If you go to the store, they also typically have extended return periods. So you buy something in October or November for Christmas time, they're not going to open it until December 25th. So extending the return period all the way through January, it makes sense for business because it attracts more customers because they have time to open the gift. And if they don't like it, there's plenty of time to return. They're not outside of the return window. So I have been getting returns fairly consistently all through January. And I got scammed on two different items. The first item I got scammed on, I had sold this Batman action figure. And this wasn't one of those cheap ones you can find at Walmart for, you know, 10 or 12 bucks. This was a collector's one for teenagers or adults. It was fully articulated. You could pose him in different positions. The hands were interchangeable. There's lots of different accessories and weapons. And I think my cost on this was around $40, and I sold it for between $65 and $75. I don't remember the exact selling price right now. And they got it, they claimed it was missing all the accessories, and then they submitted a return. Now, because I use Amazon FBA and Amazon, they're shipping out my product from their warehouse, they accept the return. I don't have a chance to actually look at the item and approve or deny the return. And so they accepted the return, this customer got their money back, and then because it was a damaged item, they shipped it back to me. Now, when I got this and I opened it up, what they had done is they returned the original packaging that I had shipped my item in, and they'd taken out every accessory, and they'd taken out the action figure, and in its place for the $75 action figure, they had placed this cheap, used rubber Batman. I mean, this thing was probably $3 to $5 new, and it looked like it had been well played with. So they put that in the place of the action figure, and then for whatever reason, in the place of one of the accessories, they put a dice. Like, you roll a dice, they stuck a dice in there as well. Or I guess it'd be a die if it's just one. But they put that in there as well as an accessory. So it was really annoying to get that back and to know that this scammer got basically a free $75 item by replacing it with this $3 item. It's really frustrating, but the good thing is Amazon, because they accepted the return, in certain cases, especially on returns like this, they do have their sellers back. So they were going to reimburse me once I reported the scam to Amazon. And so I'm not going to be out much money on that, but it's just frustrating when scams like that happen. The second item that I got scammed on, I had sold a Funko Pop. And if you haven't heard of a Funko Pop, it's basically a bobblehead. It's made by Funko, and they get different licensing agreements, and they make characters that look like, you know, TV show, sports figures, cartoons, different figures like that. And I had sold a Friends Chandler Bing from the TV show Friends. And it was close to Christmas time, so I believe they normally cost around $10 retail. I sold mine for, I think I got about $20. A lot of other sellers had sold out, so I got $20 and I made around $4 or $5 on it. It wasn't a huge profit, but then I got a return on it. And when the return went to the Amazon warehouse again, they approved the return, and then I had the item shipped back to me because it was marked as damaged. And the item I got back, there's two issues with it. The first one is I sold a Chandler Bing, and the return they sent me was a Ross Geller, still from Friends, but a different character. So that was an obvious switch. And when I flipped it over, there was actually a price tag still on it from a different store. There was no name on the store, but it was a price tag. And I didn't have any price tags on mine from when I shipped them in. And even had there been a price tag on mine, the price tag on there, it wasn't from a store I shopped for. I don't know where it was to, but it wasn't a price tag that I'd seen before. So it was clearly not from my area, and it was not the item I sold. That one I have not been reimbursed for yet. I submitted the claim to Amazon, but I didn't have all the necessary pictures. They needed a couple extra. So I still need to retake those pictures and report it back to Amazon. They should be reimbursing me. But again, it's just frustrating when people do scam me on the items I'm selling. But like I said before, Amazon does have my back, which does make it a little better. Amazon doesn't always have the seller's back. Sometimes they side with the buyer, and I've heard sellers getting in trouble and getting suspended for things that aren't necessarily their fault. But in this case, Amazon did take care of me. I hope you guys had a successful Q4 for those of you in the reselling world. If you had any scams this Christmas season on eBay or Amazon or anywhere else, feel free to leave me a message. I'd love to hear about them as well. Hey, what is up, everyone? This is Tommy. I am the Entrepreneur Dad, and this episode is about returns. We are through January, which is, for the most part, the return season after Q4. Everybody's buying all their Christmas gifts through December, you know, October, November, December. Then they open them up. If it's not what they want, or it's damaged, broken, doesn't work right, whatever the case may be, they typically return it in January. For the most part, and at least on Amazon, that return period ended on the 31st of January, so the large influx of returns should be winding down. But once you get these returns, what do you do with them? How do you recoup your money? If you just sell on Amazon and you get a return, a lot of times you can inspect it. If it's still sealed, if it's unopened, you can potentially sell it again on Amazon. However, a lot of the items that I get, they're either opened, they're somehow damaged. It might not be significantly. It might be a box that has a dented corner or a package that now has a crease in it that can't be sold as new. It's still in like new condition other than the packaging, but I can no longer sell those on Amazon. So what do I do to recoup my money? And this is where selling on multiple platforms comes into play. I love selling on eBay as well. And a lot of my returns, 90% of my returns from Amazon, I can put on eBay. I can take pictures of any damage of the packaging and I can sell them. And if it's not, flawless new condition on eBay, I'll typically sell it as used, even if it is still sealed. And I'll put in there that it is sealed, and I'll put that right in the title, sealed. And even though it's under the used category, I'm still going to be able to sell it at a premium compared to items that have already been opened. And so my store returns from Amazon, a lot of them do end up on eBay, and it's an easy way to clear them out. I also use Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace and some other Facebook groups as well to move my items. If you are exclusive to one platform, you only sell on Amazon, and you get these returns that aren't in sellable condition, you're limited on how you can recover your money. And that's why I do sell on these other platforms. If there's enough profit in it, I'll sell it on eBay first. And when I'm selling returns on eBay, I'm not necessarily looking for a profit. I mean, obviously I would like a profit, but I'm looking to at least recoup my investment in the item. If I can get my money back, after fees, get what I paid for the item, then I'm really not losing much other than a small amount for Amazon, because when they sell an item and then you get a return, they give you, you refund the money, you get your item back, but there's certain fees that don't get refunded. So you're still out a little bit of money. But for the most part, I still try and get that profit from eBay. And a lot of my items, I can still sell for a profit in used condition on eBay. And it won't be the same profit that I would have gotten on Amazon or if I was selling it in new condition, but the profit's still there, which is still going to benefit my business in the long run. And Facebook Marketplace, I do that a lot of times if it's something that is not going to make sense to ship, specifically if it's a larger item or a larger item or a heavier item, and the profit or the money that I'd be recouping from selling it is just not there. And I also use Facebook Marketplace if I just want to clear out stuff, especially after Q4. I'll have some bad buys that just don't make sense selling them on Amazon. They don't make sense selling them on eBay for the amount of money I'd recover. And on those items, I'll price my items higher on Facebook Marketplace to start, and then I'll be dropping it every few days. So if somebody really wants the item and they're willing to pay the higher amount, great. If not, it'll keep going down continually until I sell that item or I just get sick of it and donate it. The one thing I'm trying not to do is to build a death pile. I already have enough items for eBay that are piling up that I need to list. And so when I get these items that are clearly not going to make money and are not going to be worth listing other than recovering, you know, a dollar or two here and there, instead of sitting on those thinking, oh, if I sell all 20 of these and I'll get my 20 bucks back, sometimes it's best to just clear them out, you know, give them to the Goodwill or put them on Facebook Marketplace for like a buck, you know, clear them out for what I paid or even less in some cases, just to clear them out and get them, get that space freed up so I can go out and buy more items. Thanks for listening and tuning in. If you have any questions or comments for me, go to Anchor FM, pull up my podcast, and leave a voicemail for me, and I will get back to you and answer your questions.